Hello and welcome to the third party, where we party like it's 1995, because when it comes to third party widgets in many ways it is 1995. So let's try to figure out what the party should look like in 2015. We have Ben and me representing third party widget providers. Barbara's here representing the consumer of third party content. Guy and Steven are also on Barbara's side helping publishers deal with all the extravagance people like me and Ben put out there. Quick overview. Third-party content is commonly either scripts, like Google Analytics for example, or IFRAMs. Or scripts that write IFRAMs. So we understandably want to focus on how we load JavaScript and how we deal with IFRAMs. Scripts that write IFRAMs seems to be state of the art. You need IFRAMs for the sandbox and you need the JavaScript as sort of Trojan horse on the publisher page to help you, for example, resize the iframe to fit the content or open another iframe if needed. So loading someone else's script from some location you don't control over the network. What could possibly go wrong? Ben wanted me to mention the recent Outbrain attack. Outbrain is a recommendation widget provider that was recently attacked by Syrian army folks. Messing up with the include script lets the attacker deface or simply redirect the pages that include the script. So for example, redirect all Washington Post visitors to a different page. For an attacker, the third-party providers are one-stop shop. Why would you break into a bunch of sites instead of breaking into a single widget provider? A widget's JS, include synchronously, is a SPOF. If your widget provider is blackholed in a country or an enterprise, you are effectively blocked too. And then there's performance. So what is the state of the art with script includes? People still use regular blocking script tags despite all the evangelism we've put into async loading. There are also some crazier ideas like writing the iframe inside another frame or loading the script in an iframe. The goal being to unblock window.unload, which is still important for some folks. Another thing on the crazier side is forcing refresh of the included script. Again using an iframe. The goal is to be able to load the scripts with far future expires header. Because third-party scripts are notoriously short-lived. 10, 15, 30 minutes, so they can push urgent security updates. There's also the WebPerf group part of W3C that discusses some interesting script loading ideas and we can talk about them. There is this idea I call C3PO, or common third-party objects. I posted about it some time ago. Turns out Ben was also thinking about something similar. So maybe now is a good time to talk about it. The thing is that many of the third-party script includes to the same thing, parse the page looking for a place to write an iframe, then resize it. What if we get together and write one such open source script that works for all widgets? Then the publishers host this script, package it however they like and use it to write all the iframes for all widgets. The script will also listen to post message s from the widgets and do things for them, like open another iframe, remove the iframe, resize and so on. While loading 5 scripts from 5 providers with total of 100200k worth of code that largely does the same thing, instead of having 0 new HTTP requests. Meanwhile in more foreseeable future we have all this new things happening. Web components. Sounds like third-party widgets are ideal use case for web components. Anyone doing it? Are there any problems? From the publisher perspective, is it any easier to include a web component rather than the current state of a DIV plus script? Sandbox attribute for IFRAMs? Should we encourage people to use it? What would they disallow in a widget? Seamless IFRAMs seem to be a thing that never happened. What about Strictdoc? Dying too? Content security policy is out there now. Should we encourage and guide publishers and or widget providers to benefit? Far future and near future ideas and standards are cool, but what about today? Barbara says sites today are, bombarded by scripts. She also challenges anyone to try and stand between the marketing folks and their widgets. How do people set up budgets of bytes or milliseconds you can spend on third-party content? Steven is curious about this and how do you monitor and keep third parties in check from an ops perspective. Some of the third-party content is not that very well written either, document.write and so on. How do people deal with these? Guy says according to the Hipparchive, the number of domain sites are using is going up, and the number is mostly attributed to third parties. He has some ideas around using common domains, some borderline crazy like copying cookies, or something more doable like hosting all widget static resources on a common domain. So instead of serving the like button script and sprite from fb-whatever-ekamai.net, can I use c3po.org hosted by Ekamai together with a bunch of other providers? Mobile is here. Finally. What does it mean for widgets? Is it simply making the performance problems even more painful? Do people even use that many third parties on mobile sites?